Grieving families wait outside a morgue in the town of Churachandpur in India's northeastern state of Manipur. Their relatives were killed in violence between Kuki tribal groups and the ethnic majority Meitei people. The Kukis say they won't bury their dead until the government agrees to their demand for a separate state. Among them is Chin Nihat, whose sister was killed last week.
It's not just about my sister. This now concerns all tribals. These people gave their life to save our land. We can't just let it go to waste.
For years, tensions have been simmering between Kuki and Meitei communities, mainly over the distribution of resources such as land. But the government's recent decision to give tribal status to the Meiteis proved to be a tipping point. Dozens of people have been killed and more than 30,000 displaced in the last month. Some Kukis fled to this relief camp from the city of Imphal, which is the capital of Manipur and is dominated by Meiteis.
I don't think I would be able to go back to Imphal again because all my important documents and some important files were burnt down and our house were destroyed.
Outside the capital, armed guards protect a Kuki village. They're volunteers who are on the lookout for Meitei attackers.
They will start burning our villages again. If we don't man the duty post, they will not only burn our villages, but all villages in the hills.
But Meiteis blame Kukis for the recent violence. These women are protesting against the Kukis' demand for a separate state and accuse them of sheltering undocumented migrants from neighboring Myanmar.
Manipur is a 2,000-year-old civilization. We can't give in to their demand for a separate administration. They can demand it in Myanmar, but not here in Manipur.
Meitei groups want the Indian government to take action against Kuki separatist groups, but days after the Interior Minister visited the state, tensions remain high. Victoria Gatenby, Al Jazeera.